dbkmediaservices.com.
Welcome to Experiencing Vinton County, the podcast about the places to go and the things to do throughout our county. Now, here are your hosts, Bruce Knox and Marketing Director Brandy Betts.
And welcome, everybody, to episode 46 of Experiencing Vinton County. We are recording today on January the 23rd, and I welcome in our co-host, Brandy Betts. Brandy is the Marketing Director. Welcome to you.
Thanks, Bruce. How are you today?
I'm very well. We're going to talk today in episode 46. We're going to entitle this a Lake Hope Lodge update because the story has hit another chapter in the continuing saga of our Lake Hope Lodge. And we kind of want to bring everybody up to date on what's been going on. And we kind of want to start way back at the beginning. Because we think it's all part of a part and parcel of the story of where we are today. So, Brandy, we just had a milestone or a chapter finished, and you kind of want to talk a little bit about that, and then we'll go back to the beginning, as they say.
All right. Well, the milestone that we hit last Friday, that was January 18th, 2013, is we dedicated the New Hope Lodge, mm-hmm. the Hope Dining Lodge. It was a beautiful day, blue sky. Ice was still frozen on the trees. It looked like diamonds shimmering against a very bright blue January sky. It wasn't at all the gloomy day that we have today. But before we talk about that, we actually thought it would be advantageous to revisit the past some because some people may need to be brought up to speed. We have a huge following of the Lake Hope Dining Lodge that knows the story front to back, but there are a few people who have asked me about the old lodge and what happened to it. So, okay.
Well, let's kind of start at the beginning, and I guess the beginning is the old lodge that we lost. When was it built?
It was built in 1950. It was 56 years old when the lodge burned on February 10th, 2006. So that's 7 years ago next month. Mm-hmm. A lot of people in the community have attachments to that lodge dating far back to before the lodge was even open. We have people who live here who were part of that construction crew. I met a gentleman once who said that he worked on that crew. He lived down at Wilkesville, and he said that he didn't have transportation. Most people didn't in the late 1940s, and so they sent a bus around the community to pick up workers and take them to the site. So, you know, we have folks who have that attachment dating all the way back to the construction period. But then we have people who, over the decades, learned to love that place. You know, that's where they had their weddings and wedding receptions. They celebrated birthdays in the restaurant. They had retirement parties and baby showers and, you know, every kind of life milestone imagined was celebrated inside that old building.
Mm-hmm. And the building was special, you know, for what happened there and the characteristics of the building. I remember, you know, there was the sycamore room, there was the oak room, and they utilized a lot of the native woods in the construction. My dad, who was a woodworker, would that was what we sat there and talked about when we were eating in the lodge was, mm-hmm. look at that wood over there, see that grain, that's oak, that's sycamore, that's something. I mean, it was poplar. It was unique in its characteristics, I think, in addition to what happened there.
It really was. And you know, when the lodge burned and the insurance adjuster came in, he looked at the park manager and said, okay, it was drywalled, right? No, it was wood paneled. Oh, so wood paneling, you know, like the quarter inch thick, right. Eighth inch thick paneling. And, you know, the manager had to say, no, it was real wood. It was wood that was cut from the surrounding forests. It was real sandstone that was cut from other state forests in Ohio. These were real building materials that went into the structure. It wasn't anything prefab, anything cheap. It was the real deal. Neat building.
We've talked a lot, or I've heard a lot of stories since the lodge burned, about people who worked there in the lodge, either in the dining service or at the gift shop or something like that. There must have been a lot of people that had stories about that.
Oh, yeah. We've heard countless stories. And even people who still work at the park got their start in the lodge. I'm thinking specifically of Lori Gruppenhoff. Mm-hmm. She's an assistant manager at the park now. And she told me that when she was a teenager, she used to ride her bicycle up Lodge Hill to go to work, I think, as a server there.
She was in great shape at that time, wasn't she?
Yeah.
What else do we want to talk about? We want to kind of, even though it's a unpleasant thought, but we wanted to kind of talk a little bit about the fact that, you know, a lot of volunteers were called the night of the fire, February 10th, 2006. It was not a pleasant thing, but we wanted to kind of just applaud them for having done that and talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, that night was bitterly cold. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just unspeakably cold. And when the alarm went off and someone went to check the building, the building was already fully engulfed in flames. And, you know, we've established it was made of wood. It went up like a box of matches. But they called in all of the local fire departments to battle this blaze. They did a fantastic job battling not just the fire, but the cold and the problems associated with such a cold night. Did a great job containing that blaze to just that building. We're very fortunate. We could have lost cabins. There are cabins very close to that building. We could have lost a lot of woods that night. But we didn't, because they did good work, and it was hard work. I think they were out there all night long. They had to pull water out of the lake and drive it up that huge hill in fire tankers, and just a terrible job for anybody, but especially, you know, all of our fire departments are run by volunteers. We don't have departments that have full-time people who do nothing but sit there and that's their job. Mm-hmm. These are people who left their beds, they left their families, and they went out in terrible cold and just did fantastic work.
Yeah,
so
driving a tanker up or down the hill would be no picnic. And to do so, then pull water out of the lake and go back up. It's amazing that they were able to do that, and we applaud their efforts as always. Well, so then after the fire, what happened next?
Oh gosh, you know, after the fire, there was so much uncertainty. I remember that morning standing up on the parking lot, looking down over that where the building used to be, and it was just a handful of stone columns and a lot of smoldering ashes. The fire department still had a couple of people there who were keeping an eye on it. And no one knew what was going to happen. You know, this building wasn't just a building. It was a part of our community. It was a part of the fabric of our lives here, and it was gone. And no one knew if ODNR would rebuild, or if there would even be, you know, where would we find the money to rebuild? But then good news came. We found out that the building was insured. And this was a big deal, because the state typically is self-insured. And our lodge happened to be part of a pilot program to insure buildings that were more than 50 years old. Hmm. So there would be an insurance settlement. So if you've ever worked with an insurance company, or if you've ever worked with the state of Ohio, you know that neither one works especially quickly. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, because sometimes that represents thoroughness. But at any rate, you put them at a table together and things move very slowly. Mm-hmm. It took, I can't even remember how long it took to reach a settlement. It was a very, very long time. But we did receive a good chunk of money. It was I think close to $5 million that we received to rebuild our lodge.
And when you say we received it, the state of Ohio received
That's right. In this community, we tend to speak about Lake Hope and the lodge as though it's our own. So when I say we, I really mean ODNR.
Yeah. No disrespect, man. I just wanted to make sure, so because it, I think it's germane to the rest of the story, as I say.
Yeah. It didn't come to the county. It didn't come to the CVB. It went to the funds went to where they belonged with ODNR. They owned the property. It was their insurance policy. Mm-hmm. So
okay. So yeah. So now the settlement is in hand.
Settlement's in hand. We're going to get our lodge back, and
or so we think.
Yeah, there were some bumps along the way. They started planning and then they stopped, and then at some point, ODNR had taken some pretty significant budget cuts, and they decided to reallocate our insurance settlement that should have been used for the lodge to the general fund to help keep things afloat within ODNR. Mm. And that translated to no, ODNR will not rebuild your lodge. And that started a political firestorm. Our county commissioners very bravely led the charge to force that to be reversed. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of people involved in that. I remember Senator John Kerry was a great advocate for our lodge and for Vinton County. And so after a long time and mm-hmm. probably a long story short, the money was returned to the lodge project and things resumed.
Okay, so about when did they actually start rebuilding the lodge then?
They broke ground in August of 2011. Mm-hmm. Now, before that, there had been a planning period. They hired RVC Architects out of Athens to do the design, and the design process was pretty lengthy, and they tried to include the community in that. There were a handful of public meetings where they, sought input, what would you like to see in your lodge? What would you like the purpose to be? And then they brought back some plans, and so that the people of the community did have an opportunity to give their feedback mm-hmm. and to feel like they were a part of that process.
Okay. So they began the construction then. I actually remember that we had one of the architects on after mm-hmm. they decided what the plans were actually going to be. We had one of our episodes, I think it was in September of 2010, something like that, I believe, when we interviewed a gentleman, and he kind of told us what the vision was.
Yeah. We had on David Reeser. He was the lead architect on the project, and I think he did a good job of summing up what the community expectations were mm-hmm. for this building. And I think he really got that we didn't want some modern stone or modern steel structure in the middle of the woods. One of the neat things about the old lodge is that it didn't look like a construction. It looked like something that had grown up out of the ground overnight. It looked like it belonged there. And so we wanted to have something that wasn't imposing, that represented the rustic qualities of our community and that involves the community. So I think he really got that, and I was impressed.
Okay. And then so there was a period of construction, and I guess let's talk about the informal, the soft opening, as they sometimes call it, that took place this past fall, 2012.
Yeah, I don't remember the exact date that they opened, but they were the restaurant was open a few days before Thanksgiving. They were pleasantly surprised to be inundated by people who were interested and who wanted to come eat at the lodge. So even though it was a quiet opening, there were no marching bands or banners. They still had a really warm response from the community.
Okay. And then we kind of bring us to almost present day and the dedication this past Friday.
Yeah, so we had the dedication on Friday, and there was some pomp and circumstance involved. They actually held the dedication outside. It was kind of chilly, so they didn't keep us out there too long. It was a relatively brief ceremony, but it was right outside the front doors of the lodge. There's a nice patio area there that a lot of people gathered to take part in that ceremony. They open the ceremony with something that I didn't know existed. I love that. I learn something new every day. Mm-hmm. ODNR Division of Parks has an honor guard. Mm-hmm. And so they open the ceremony with the presentation of collars. And that, I think, was just really nice. I loved that. Mm-hmm. We had ODNR Director James Zeringer, who kind of emceed the event. And we had several politicians who spoke, and some other ODNR officials who spoke and just did a nice job, I think, summing up the construction and the completion of the lodge. We heard from Matt and Eric, the chefs who run the restaurant. I thought it was funny that we heard from Representative Ryan Smith. He comes to us from Gallia County. He's mm-hmm. done a good job representing Vinton County, and he admitted that he's a little bit jealous that this isn't in his county. So,
but it is in his district. So
it is. Yes,
Ryan, we need you. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. We also heard from Bob Boyles. Bob is a Vinton County resident. He is the chief of forestry for ODNR. And Bob is the person, if you go to the lodge, one of the really neat things about this building is that there is a tree inside it. Mm-hmm. It is placed in the lower level. There's a staircase that wraps around the tree that brings you up to the ground level. And that tree was cut from the Zaleski State Forest, just a few miles away from the lodge itself. And Bob is the person who went out and cut that tree. And it takes anyone who knows anything about the timber industry can tell you that it takes a special hand to cut a tree that when you're done actually sits flush with the ground. Mm-hmm. And he did a fantastic job. I think he's the one not only who cut the tree but who spearheaded that part of the project, and it was nice to hear from him.
Okay. And while I'm thinking of it, Brandy, I wanted to mention to those that are listening that there is a blog post on your Vinton County Convention and Visitors Bureau, which is vintoncountytravel.com. In the upper right or upper left hand corner, there is a WordPress insignia, and then it says read our blog. If you click on that, then you go over to Brandy's blog, and you can see there's an article there, if you will, and some nice pictures of really what Brandy's been describing here with regards to the dedication ceremony. And I think Brandy had a hand in writing that and actually took the pictures too, right, Brandy?
I did take the pictures. Mm-hmm. I did write it. I went to the ceremony on Friday, and when I came back, I had a couple of voicemail messages and some emails from people asking, would you please post pictures? We want to see pictures. We couldn't go. Mm-hmm. And so I whipped out my little camera and did this blog post that night so that folks could see what they missed. And some of the images, there's a section of images that are from the ribbon cutting itself. And mm-hmm. then if you scroll down, you'll see some images from inside the building. And there is a picture that shows a bit of that tree that I just described. Mm-hmm. And if you click on the pictures on the blog are kind of small, but if you click on that picture, it'll bring up a larger version so that you can see it. And while I'm thinking about it, one of the unique things about this building or about the way that the building was decorated is there are a lot of taxidermied animals that you'll see all over the place. Mm-hmm. In fact, the top of this tree, I think, has a wild turkey on it.
It sure does.
And yeah, those animals were donated by the family of Rod Gary, the late Rod Gary. Mm-hmm. He was a manager there at Lake Hope for a long time. And so you can see some of his prizes. Hmm. And adds a nice touch, I think, to this building.
Okay. So we've got those characteristics of the building. Is there anything else specifically about the building that you want to mention?
You know, there are a lot of things that people, I think, are really excited about in this building. One of them is when you walk into the lobby, and we did describe this in a past podcast, but when you walk in, one of the first things you'll see is this very large fireplace. It's constructed to remind you of the old iron furnaces of the area. And we do have an iron furnace on the park. It's this fireplace is sandstone. It puts out a good amount of heat. They had the fire roaring when we were there on Friday, and they have some chairs around the fireplace so you can just have a seat and chat with someone or just enjoy the fire. One of the other things that you'll notice quickly is there is a log cabin inside the lobby. They call it the Log Cabin Cafe. This is a 19th century log cabin, a real log cabin that was recovered. It was cleaned and taken apart and cleaned and then put together again inside the building. And they use that as a small cafe. So if you don't want to go sit in the lodge dining room and have a full meal, but maybe you just want to grab a sandwich to go, this is where you would go to find that. Couple of other things. You see a lot of exposed beams in this building. They're made from timbers that were cut from the Zaleski State Forest. They've been stamped with the State Forest name, so there's no doubt that they came from the State Forest. They were sawed by foresters who operate the mill there at Zaleski, and just a really nice atmosphere when you come in. The building is very environmentally friendly. It has a LEED silver designation. I'm not sure exactly what that means. All I know is that it is a great thing, and I believe them when they tell me that. So that the fact that they use the local timbers, I think, is what helped to help them achieve that designation. Couple of other things. I mentioned the staircase. The gift shop in this place is fantastic. They've been working to stock the gift shop with locally made items.
Yes.
And if they can't get it locally, they want it to be Ohio made or at least American made. So this is not a gift shop where you're going to go and find a lot of China made trinkets. You'll find candles, Lake Hope branded candles that were made by Zaleski Candle Works. Mm-hmm. You'll find primitives, cabinets and benches and things like that, like plate racks that were made by Thompsons. Mm-hmm. They have a primitive business here in the county and do beautiful work. They have locally made soaps, and I think they have some Ohio made baskets and just all kinds of things that you're not going to find in a lot of other state park gift shops. Mm-hmm. If you're coming to stay and you need to get some sundry items, they have some of that stuff too. So, you know, if you need a half gallon of milk or some hot dog buns or some candy, or, you know, they have a good selection of gums and candies and things like that. So definitely check out the gift shop while you're there.
One other thing about the lodge that I think we want to kind of remind people is they can host meetings and gatherings there as well. Particularly there is a designated room downstairs for just such an occasion, and you can contact the Lake Hope Lodge if you want to reserve that. Correct.
That's right. They have a room downstairs called the Vinton County Room, and it's a meeting or a banquet room. It's about 2,300 square feet. It'll see, I think, 110 people. So, you know, it's a decent size room if you are having some kind of function. They also, if you're having something there, they can do the catering for you. So, in fact, I just booked them for the CVB's annual meeting in September, and so I'm hoping that we can increase our numbers. We can appeal to those people who are lovers of the food up in the restaurant.
Right.
Which brings us to the restaurant.
Yeah.
Wow.
We did talk about it in episode 43, but it just keeps getting better, I guess. So we're going to talk more about it.
Yeah. I noticed that they've updated their menu. It sounds like they're continuing to grow the menu and to just do as much as they can to make their place appealing to everybody. One of the first things you'll notice when you go in is that A, it smells wonderful, and B, there's a fantastic view. This is the best place in the park to watch the sunset. There's a great view of the lake. They have just gorgeous wooden booths and tables. The booths always make me want to curl up and take a nap. I'm not sure why. It's just that they're so big and welcoming. I don't know.
Yeah.
But lots of black and white images on the walls to look at, pictures from Lake Hope history and from the history of the area. But you don't go there for the view. You don't go there because the tables are neat or because there are pretty pictures on the wall. You go there because the food is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to lakehopelodge.com and take a look at some pictures, and they have the menu up right now. I think they just updated their menu, in fact.
Okay.
One of the things that people like best is the smoked meats. They have a lot of pulled pork and
brisket.
Yeah, just all kinds of good stuff. Great barbecue sauce. The breads are homemade. The fries are hand cut. Everything's made with local or Ohio products. So it's Lake Erie perch and Ohio beef, and they get their vegetables as locally as possible. And we've talked before about like the s'more. They have something called the Lodge S'more, and
I have experienced that, by the way.
It's made with homemade graham crackers and homemade marshmallow.
It's huge. You can share it.
I think it was made to share.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe so. But it's got homemade graham cracker, homemade marshmallow. The only purchased item is the Hershey's chocolate. So I do recommend that if you are a s'more person. Just want to throw that out there.
So every time I go, I try something different. I've not had anything I didn't like. Everything is just wonderful. And they're continuing to grow the menu. I talked to Matt and Eric on Friday, and they said they had just received their pizza oven. So they're going to start doing fired pizzas here pretty soon.
And their smoker is in, or was as of 3 weeks ago, and smoking away. So everything was good. Everything was good.
Yep.
And if you do want to go back and listen, it was episode 43 that we talked with Matt, I believe, and he kind of filled you in then, but it was prior to Christmas. He talked about them being closed Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and they were open every other day. And it's worth the drive, believe me. And as we were there, I was checking out the tags in the parking lot, and people were coming from Columbus to drive down as a destination to experience it. So lots of people from Athens County, Jackson County, Vinton County, Fairfield, Hocking, and Franklin County that day that I saw I really wasn't attempting to do anything in the parking lot other than just find out where everyone was from. So very interesting and very good, worth the trip.
You know, when I talked to Matt right after they opened, he said that one of the greatest challenges of his career was building this menu.
Mm-hmm.
Because he said that he wanted to create something that would make you want to drive from Columbus just to have dinner. Something that would be special enough that you would feel comfortable taking someone out for their birthday or having, you know, some kind of special business function. Some kind of menu that would make you want to have your celebrations at the lodge.
Mm-hmm.
But he also wanted to have a menu that was accessible to everybody. So if you live 5 miles down the road and you just want to go out to eat, that, you know, you don't feel like it's too fancy, that it's appropriate for just anyone to walk in off a trail, out of their home, wherever they are, near or far. And I think they've done a really nice job of balancing that. You know, prices are very competitive with other restaurants in the area, I think. And, you know, you can get a pulled pork sandwich, or you can get a lamb burger, or you can get a steak.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much anything you want. They have some interesting salads, desserts that are just divine. We talked about the Lodge S'more. We probably shouldn't talk about any of the others. I have a sweet tooth.
Yeah.
So
cobbler.
Yeah.
I think cobbler is your favorite, isn't it?
The cobbler is amazing.
Yeah. Well, you can see and get more information on the restaurant operations, if you will, at lakehopelodge.com, and Then they also are on Facebook, and you can like their page. I noticed that their number of likes keep going up. The comments that are posted there by different people seem to be very favorable. There's some great pictures. They keep adding those, particularly as we have snow events and ice events. They've got some great ones up there, and that's on Facebook. And so it's things are continuing to come along, and we wish them all the best.
Yeah, and you know, it's still winter. It's cold out there.
Yeah.
They weren't expecting to have a good crowd in the wintertime. They were expecting to have, you know, maybe a decent turnout, but they've been busy and the response has been fantastic. Mm-hmm. And every time I talk to someone, the reviews are only getting better. So, very excited to have them here.
Okay.
And, going back to the ceremony for just a minute, and we were talking about what makes this place special. Something that came out of the ceremony that you should be sure to look for is they have something called a legacy plaque that they had everybody sign. And it's actually a framed piece that has a picture of the lodge, and then it has a space that's blank right now. But they had all of us sign a special parchment paper. And all of our names, all of us who attended the dedication ceremony, if we sign the paper, they will etch our name into the plaque. Hmm. And that'll hang there at the lodge. So all of us who were able to attend the dedication can be part of the history of this new lodge. And I think that's a nice touch.
Sure.
Yeah. So be sure to look for that when they have it done.
All right. So that's an update on Lake Hope Lodge, and we hope that you will take time to come and see it if you are from the outlying area, and mention that you did so because you heard it on the podcast. That won't hurt anything for us as well. If you would like details specifically to the restaurant, you can find them, as I mentioned, on lakehopelodge.com. They have information there. You can contact them. They have all the information about exactly how to get to the lodge there. You can also call them at 740-596-0601. They have an email contact form available at info@lakehopelodge.com. You can also find them on Facebook, as I mentioned as well, where you can like their page and get all their information from their news feed. As far as information, pictures and so forth from the dedication, you can find that on VintonCountyTravel.com. Look for the Read Our Blog link and go over and see some of Brandy's writings and her pictures from the event. And so that's pretty much it today, Brandy. I want to thank you for being with us and for bringing us the story of the Lake Hope Lodge from start to finish. Appreciate that very much.
It's always a pleasure, Bruce. And if I can add one more little thing, if
Sure.
you're coming from outside the area and you would like to not only come eat, but you'd like to stay, you can either take a look at VintonCountyTravel.com to find cabins and cottages and B&Bs in the community. Or if you want to stay at Lake Hope, take a look at LakeHope.com and make your reservation there. You can also get general park information at 596-4938. So we really hope from a tourism, from the CVB standpoint, we really hope that as people come into the area to enjoy the food, they'll decide to stay. So spend a weekend with us and have several meals at the lodge if you like.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brandy. We'll see you next time on Experiencing Vinton County.
You've been listening to Experiencing Vinton County. Please be sure to subscribe to our podcast to discover more about Vinton County, your place for all seasons.